scholars, entrepreneurs, and officials from 17 African countries, the African Union, as well as China, have gathered in Lusaka for a two-day forum discussing the impact of the Belt and Road Initiative on Africa's development agenda. Pamela Kabasso, Executive Director of the Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, notes Africa is faced with a number of challenges in its development, such as poor infrastructure, weak production capacity, and limited access to financial resources. Kabasso says the BRI offers solutions to those problems.
BRI provides an alternative, or one of the alternative options for access to finance for Africa. And the solutions from the BRI regarding the challenge of infrastructure development is evident. As we know, the BRI aims to improve global connectivity by establishing and facilitating trade corridors. So what we are saying here when you look at the BRI is that Africa can leverage this for its FDI and investment in research and development. The people-to-people exchange under BRI is an avenue for building capacity.
Pamela Kabasso says she believes the Belt and Road Initiative can create synergies with the African Continental Free Trade Area, the flagship program being promoted by African Union to spur Africa's development. Professor Liu Haifeng with Peking University argues the Belt and Road Initiative creates huge opportunities for Africa's development. She says African countries need to take the initiative to tap into the potential of the BRI.
China's comparative advantages is infrastructure building with manufacturing capacity, and then this can be easily offshored to African continent. China's offshoring the capacity provides potentially 70 million job opportunities, but this window opportunity is just a shorter period of time, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years' time, which means if African side of human capital doesn't support this kind of opportunity, then you miss it. What happened to this continent with BRR? It's a question mark. It's really up to African side how to use it.
Scholars at the event have also weighed in on the ongoing trade war between China and the United States, suggesting the friction is creating negative impacts on global development, including African countries. As China is the largest trading partner of Africa, researchers note there could be a knock-on effect to Africa when Chinese products are hit with U.S. tariffs. For CRI, this is Wen Jie.